JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Thank you for joining us for another program. Today we look at the launch of a $250 million high school sport infrastructure improvement project. Then in glimpses of Jamaica, the secret to bright, vibrant laundry.
Yes, indeed! It's Parents Month! So come out this Saturday, November 9th to the Grand Parenting Village at the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. There will be roundtable discussions, tips on good parenting, displays, a children's village, and so much more. That's the Parenting Village this Saturday, November 9th at the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. Brought to you by the National Parenting Support Commission. Supported by NCB, Events to Events, and Royal Computers. And admission is free!
In observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a prayer vigil in concert, Mandela Park, Halfway Tree, November 19 at 5 p.m. Featuring Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Karen Ennis, and many more. Admission is free. Come be part of the fellowship, a Youth Month event.
A message from the Child Development Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
23 high schools and community-based sporting facilities across the island will be upgraded through a $250 million infrastructure development program. This is being facilitated through the collaboration of the Office of the Prime Minister and the Ministries of Education, Agriculture, and Local Government. The project will see sporting facilities being improved in schools across 10 parishes, Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Portland, St. James, St. Elizabeth, Westmoreland, Clarendon, St. Thomas, and Trelawney over the next 2 years.
Our school systems bear the brunt of our national sports program. As such, we must fortify the base by improving the facilities that mold our young student athletes.
Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley. The Sports Development Foundation, SDF, is providing $100 million for the program, while the remaining $150 million will come from the European Union Sugar Transformation Program. It is also being undertaken with the full support of the Inter-Secondary Schools Association, ISSA, and the Social Development Commission, SDC. Another plan of Vision 2030 is to create a society with a modern and humane correctional services system. It is hoped that this will help Jamaicans to be more productive and contribute positively to the growth and development of their communities, towns, and cities. To find out more about the development of Vision 2030, visit PIOJ's website at pioj.gov.jm. And in glimpses of Jamaica, Laundry Blue, known in Jamaica as simply Blue. Blue, bluing, laundry blue, or washing blue is a household product used for decades to improve the appearance of textiles, especially white fabrics. The process involves breaking a pinch of blue, leaving it to dissolve in water. Afterwards, clothes are then submerged to give it a vibrant color. Blue is still used widely across Jamaica. Now to our quote from motivational speaker and executive leadership coach, Alvin Day.
Human life is sheer physical, mental, and spiritual energy. The force for living is abundant in the universe, but it may be hidden as mere potential or expressed as kinetic energy. When focused, your life force is capable of immense power.
That quote from Alvin Day's book, If Caterpillars Can Fly, So Can I. Visit ifcaterpillarscanfly.com for more information. And that's the end of today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to our studio engineer, Andre Palmer. I'm Ruthann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.